How you doing?
We're doing delightful. We are so excited to have you coming back to Baltimore to the Hippodrome for another round of AC Squared.
Me too. We're really excited. We had such a great time. I got to tell you, Baltimore, man, that's a town you got there.
Let me tell you. So Anderson was on with us last year ahead of time, and he said, you know, weeks ahead of time, Andy will research where to go out afterwards.
Well, you know what's funny? I don't know where to go afterwards, so you tell me.
Well, the thing is, all of our cool bars are closing.
Is that true? No.
So last year, you went to Grand Central, and Grand Central is being turned into, like, apartments or something. So I truly don't know where you're going to go. So we have to think on
all
that.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. You know what the truth of the matter is? The party is at our show at the Hippodrome. So I'm actually kind of not concerned about where we're going after, because the crowd was so, this is why we're coming back to Baltimore. We had such a fun night, and the crowd, we haven't been back to many cities, but the crowd was absolutely electric that night and hilarious. All of the Real Housewives from Potomac came, and it was just a really fun night.
It was. I was there. We need to get Bethany in on the loop, because she wasn't, but she's going to be there this time.
Well, funny story. I stalked you like a fangirl outside of your show in Boston and stole a selfie with you. I was one of those terrible people. Outside.
So you're kidding, like, me, like in the alley?
Yes, I was in the alley. I was like, I love you. I really, really love you. And then when Reagan and I met, you had just been here and I had just seen you in Boston, and we, like, totally had a moment where we were like, oh my God, we love Andy.
I appreciate it.
Can you even go out after the show anymore now that you have a baby? What's going on with that? And first of all, congratulations.
Well, I'm not
going
to bring, you probably hear the baby screaming in the background, by the way. That is him having a meltdown. I am not bringing the baby to Baltimore. I will be there kind of almost less than 24 hours. So, you know what? It just seems like too big of a company move for, you know, such a short amount of time to bring him. And I will miss him. But on the other hand, I get to have daddy time with the silver fox. And you know what? I need the release, you know?
But one of the things, by the way, you being here less than 24 hours means we just have to maximize every minute you're here. So
well, that's what I do.
We'll do that. One of the things I remember Anderson saying last year is that you versus him love being a celebrity, love going to restaurants and being recognized. Is that true?
What I love is I became famous later in my life, so I have a different perspective than he does, I think, because I lived in New York City for, you know, almost 20 years without anyone having any idea who I was. And so I know what it's like to not be able to get into a restaurant and, you know, just waiting in line outside of a club or anywhere. So the reason that I love being a celebrity is the perks are awesome. It's like I had dinner with Sarah Jessica Parker a week or two ago. And by the way, we'll be discussing where we want to go for dinner. And she always says, do you think we can get in? Do you think they'll take us? And I'm always like, yeah, I have a feeling they're going to let us in. But we went somewhere, you know, that's kind of a scene in the West Village. And, you know, I sat down and I said to her, I will never not recognize how cool it is to be able to get into a restaurant, like, because it's I will never not appreciate that. Or to not speak in double negatives, I will always appreciate that.
One of the things that you do that we appreciate is that we get to actually live it with you, like through your books and like through you spilling the tea on your show and that kind of stuff. I feel like we get to be famous because you are.
Oh, that's nice. Anderson says it to be shady, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, he's right. I do enjoy it and I'm grateful for it. So I don't see what's wrong with that, you know?
Good for you. Speaking of Anderson being shady, he did refer to your baby as having judgy baby eyes.
Yes, he did. And I spoke to him about that. And he kind of backtracked with me. He was like, well, I mean, all babies are judgy. I'm like, I heard you had a whole routine on Colbert about my son the other night.
A judgy baby, I think, is a smart baby, though. So yeah. I like that. And he is really cute.
Babies are judgy. I mean, let's get real.
We all are. Anderson just doesn't admit it as much.
Yeah, really.
I want to know about the Housewives. You seem to, like, be be better friends with some of them than other ones, or like you hang out more with some than others? Do they get jealous?
Well, I just know some better than others. If you look at the women that have been, you know, I mean, the five series that have been on the longest, I've known these women for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you start to experience life with them and know them in a different way. You know what I mean?
We love Watch What Happens Live and plead the fifth and everything. I want to hear about the conversations you have backstage with producers of, oh, no, that's over the line, or no, we can't.
Well, you know, we don't tell them what the questions are going to be. So, I mean, some people who we're playing Plead the Fifth with are so into it. You know, they're like, ask me anything. And then some people are absolutely terrified. So it's all over the board.
Do you skip questions sometimes if they don't seem like they're in a playful mood?
You know, sometimes I only give myself three options. You know, I choose them before and I only give myself those options.
Who has been the most angry afterward?
You know, Deborah Winger didn't love being on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know, she thought I was really shady. I mean, you know, what can I tell you?
Did I see something that you're getting dad shamed sometimes?
Oh, God, yeah.
How so?
Oh, God, look at the New York Times. I mean, it's just endless. You know what? I mean, there's just so many trolls online. They're just desperate to find anything to be offended by or something that you're doing. You know, as a parent, I had no idea. You put stuff out there and everybody wants to point out what you're doing wrong. It's interesting navigating that, but I really just try to ignore it all, to tell you the truth.
Of being a dad, what's the thing you didn't expect that's happening now?
I just think it's that, it's not that I'm surprised by this, but I think that the thing that, you know, marvel at just how you just fall in love with him in a different way every day. You know,
I know exactly what you mean. And you have all these cliche thoughts that go through your mind that seem profound because it's just about you and your relationship with them. But that's what's so special about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Do you think that he'll be your only, or do you think you'll add to the...
That's a good question. I would love to... I hope that I'm brave enough and have the just wherewithal to do it again in a year or two. Just for him. I grew up with an older sister, so I think it will be great.
Well, we cannot wait. Saturday, May 11th, Hippodrome Theater, AC Squared. It's you and your buddy Anderson, the stories. And it's going to be a whole new batch of stories?
Yep. It's okay. All new.
All right.
If you saw it before, come see it again.
Okay. The way they talk, the way you play off of each other is adorable. It's truly what every friendship should be. The way you make fun of each other, the way you love each other, it really is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
We'll see you there, and we'll rage all night long.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, we're going to figure out where to go
afterwards.
It's
the Hippodrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.